But the request for today, as we get going in the new year, is to get an update from the administration. And on top of that, John, I'll lay it to you now, you may or may not be the person. You would like to know if the administration, the new administration, is ready to announce the person who's going to be in charge of energy, I guess, generally for the county, as Mr. Kaplitz over the years, as for the energy czar. You know, who's the point person? And I mean, it might be you, but I don't know if the administration has yet decided who that point person going forward will be. So, but first, go through what you prepared for us, then maybe answer the next question.
Okay. So. What I've presented to you is an actual spreadsheet that was submitted to DOE for funding consideration sometime around June of 2009. There were seven activities identified. The descriptions and scope were outlined to the right of the project description. And at that time, it was a best guess as to what each activity would entail in terms of total cost. So you notice that basically we had submitted a grant application where we actually submitted total project somewhere around $17 million. We leveraged that 4.5 of federal monies with 13.3 of county funds. Now, since DOE did not make the award until December, we've actually undertaken some of the activities. For instance, if you look at activity number 4, the solar PV system, which is the low-rise roof and the Department of Emergency Services roof of Valhalla, both projects are already completed. Now, since this is stimulus funds, and since stimulus funds typically does not reimburse after the fact, they will only pay for events that occur after the award, right off the bat, we assume that Activity 4 is not eligible for reimbursement to the tune of the $1 million that we'd actually programmed. All right? Now, Bob Funicello has been working very closely with DOE, has made inquiries as to whether we can reallocate those resources to the other 6 activities.
Well, can I interrupt you right there? So the projection, we thought that we were looking for a $1 million grant. We thought our leverage county funds $1,750,000 from this. Is this look at the total project came in at $1,389,000?
Correct. Through NYPA, yes. So a lot of these things were projected budgets that were prepared in June. And subsequently, you'll notice the numbers to the right are actually more realistic numbers because we're closer toward completion.
Does this mean that, again, let's see, low rise, so, grant paid through energy savings. So $1,389,479, is there any county money in there, or was this?
Well, the low rise we've already paid. We paid $706,000 from last year's utility. Yeah. So how did we end up with 10 years on that, Bob? Or was it 20 year?
No, it's 10 years. The 10 year payback period.
So how do we make up the difference of the 533?
The 10 years will be $175,000 according to this.
Yeah. Well, because I guess it's solar. The recoup is not there. But the previous administration decided to do, you know, let's do pilot programs, show that we do on solar.
So how do we pay NYPA the difference of the capital cost?
Yeah, is NYPA going to...
They're forgiving the rest?
Right.
How are they going to pick up the difference of the 533 from the savings? We still have a shortfall about $300,000.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's not a problem for today, but maybe
yeah,
we can sort of get the answer at some point. So we're on the right question of
that. So in any case, so what happened there, Marty, is that... Okay. We have $1 million allocated from stimulus, and the question is, we're going to try.
We're going to get the money, but we can't use it on that project.
Correct.
They're not taking the money back, though. They're saying we can still.
Correct.
Okay.
But
okay.
They've also said to us most recently today, to Robert, that we can actually use the cost of the PV as leverage. So we can use that $1.4 million as leverage.
We can continue to carry it in the program and show it as leverage against their contribution. So in other words, the total numbers don't change. We just reallocate.
Yeah, okay. I see. This is our we can use it. Okay, I got you.
Right. Okay. The leverage was not a fixed amount in the program. They kind of made it up. You used to work down there. You know how they are. They made it up. So
hey, it was better when I was there.
Oh, okay. I knew that. So it's not a hard and fast number. But if we wanted to start taking money out, we essentially have to get reapproved, and we don't know how long that would take. So
right.
We'd rather not do that. We'd rather just reallocate the money.
Right. Okay.
And saying, we have spent it. So,
right. They're saying we can just take this, but you don't have to go back to get approval for this $1 million.
Correct.
Right. What I don't want to do is change the 7 activities. If you change the description of 7 activities, then you're going to go back and reapply as if you're scratched. So basically, we're going to keep the 7 activities, whether we do it with their funds or do it with county funds, we'll use it as leverage.
Okay.
All right. So the way we're writing the agency resolution, which will appear shortly because we're getting the draft approved by law, is that we're going to, it's going to read something to the effect that we will accept a grant up to $4.5 million for the following activities, which will be varied, whatever. So this way we don't have to go back to the ANC again. We'll just basically accept the $4.5 million. This way it allows us to set up a trust account and we can actually begin to receive funds from the feds. All right? You'll notice that, for instance, in Activity 1, Activity 2 has gotten a lot of play with this residential audit. Most likely we'll work with our planning department, which does a lot of the housing audits. They've already called. So as soon as we accept the grant through ANC, I'll sit down and split up the activities to those departments that would best be able to handle that. All right. So Activity 2 clearly would probably go to planning as part of their housing initiative. But 3, 4, and 5 are clearly DPW. 3 is building management systems. 4 is the PV roof, the solar, which we've already done. And 5 is the energy improvements at County Center, which we are working with NYPA now to both do the boiler replacement, finish up the balance of the HVAC at County Center, and also do lighting. As you know, County Center does have some very antiquated lighting. There's still a lot of incandescents.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know that.
All right. So we those three are the biggest chunk of the project. In terms of activity 1, 6, and 7, I will probably ask Bob to take the lead on those because he's very familiar with the greenhouse and the baseline issues. And we will probably, since we're getting federal funds, go out through the federal procurement process, which is through the contract reporter, and advertise for a consultant to do that work. We hope to actually be able to use the federal funds only to do that, so we don't need to go and use county funds.
But before I open up some other members, let me follow up with a couple of things. After Judy and Mike, this was the first order of business thing for the Energy Committee. This $4.5 million had been... Mm-hmm. awarded, and we're sort of getting an update on the new administration. Mm-hmm. And as of now, I guess Commissioner John Hsu is in charge. We spent a fair amount of time last year, as the members remember, on the building management system. It's that $8 million project. Can you just go over that? So we looked for $1.5 million. We got $1.5 million. Is that something?
Correct. And it appears that, you know, as you know, we're using NYPA to do that, to initiate the design right now. It appears that NYPA's last estimate, right, Robert, is closer to $7.4 million. So actually, we're about $600,000 savings from there. Now, of that $7.4, we're going to get $1.5 million, which will defer some of our capital, which means if you look at the sheet behind it, what I've attached is, based on our existing capital bonds, we're going to have to go back and do a capital budget amendment to basically acknowledge the federal funds, thereby reducing the county's share.
We had authorized the full amount.
Correct. So we're going to do a CBA, for instance. If you look at the first one, the estimated cost is 7.4. The grant will be 1.5. So the county's net will be like 5.9 at this point. So we're going to go back and basically amend the split of the 8, reduce it down to 7.4, and also change the mix of the funding.
So on that final point, before I yield, if I follow what you said about the solar PV systems, the $1 million that's available, could the decision be made, for example, to take that available million and just add it to that BMS
Correct.
System and,
right.
and put two? So, I mean,
Correct. We're trying to either do it with the building management system or do it with the county center projects because okay. they're both underfunded.
Well, okay. So that's a decision
We're working on,
and theoretically the board could have, because we'd have to approve the...
Correct. We'd have to do the CBA, right.
Right, so we probably should have some kind of consultation. We may, money's fungible, I guess, but I guess we'd like to know at the end of the day, whichever project you pick to add that million to, why that project, does it affect when we go out to bond, does it affect any bonding interest payments? It's a fungible million, but... It's discretionary, I guess what I'm saying, is where you
Correct,
could, right?
Correct. Okay. Well, right now we're looking for the funding source to give us direction as to which one they would like to see it apply to.
Okay. Members? Mike?
It's fun to be on the committee and fun to be able to ask a question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The number 3, so I redid the numbers. So 5.9 is our net capital cost.
Yes.
15-year, I'm trying to remember the amortization period. Do you recall what the PPU was on that? I'll put down 15 just for a okay. moment, and I've made up a 3.25% interest rate.
Okay.
Might be a little less given.
Okay.
You're looking at $503,000 annual cost. Now, talk to us about the savings. On the one hand, you say an anticipated energy savings of $540 to $850, but then it says estimate annual energy savings $236.
Right. These are numbers that NYPA has recalculated based on their revised estimate of 7.4. They have the full consultant firm actually doing the actual analysis. Our best guess at the time of the capital budget request was that higher number, but they've come back with a revised number in terms of energy savings.
Chairman, that's a huge difference.
And we went through, there were like 45 projects.
Well, 45, we theoretically cut down 10% of them to about 41, as I recall, of the 41. But it was, we were looking at it as how many projects could we get based on the amount. Remember, we did a not to exceed, in essence, of 7. I recall $7.4 million was the bonding. Wasn't that it?
Yes.
So it wasn't 8 million, it was 7.4.
Well, we cut it, right, we cut it down.
No, but even so, it was either 7.2 or 7.4 was the math I remember. What was the number? Wasn't it?
7.4 is the
capital. It was 7.4.
7.4 is the capital.
Right. So then where does the 8 million number come from?
I think that was what the application was when they submitted the DOE.
But what we approved was 7.4.
Okay.
And so we're looking at 7.4 minus the 1.5 million. That's what the worksheet showed.
Right.
That's the five numbers.
Right.
So we're going to get a return bonding on that. Now, the question is why. When we were looking at, and I recall higher numbers, 450 to 850 per year, now 236, is that because the cost per unit has plummeted?
The paybacks, we knocked out the 90-year paybacks, the 120-year paybacks.
Oh, don't go there, yeah. Yeah, they were huge, long beyond the life of Mike Kaplitz and Martin Rogowski paybacks. The question is, if the savings are only, Mr. Chairman, do we then want to take a second whack, since we need to do a budget amendment anyway, and possibly scale back, take the 1.5 million, is the 1.5 million predicated on our 5.9, or is the 1.5 million, it doesn't matter whether we put in a dollar more than that? How did
well, basically, when the application was submitted, we actually showed a county match of $6.5 million. If you notice the chart, this is the way it was submitted. We submitted a request for $1.5 million of federal stimulus funds,
right,
leveraged by $6.5 million with the county funds.
Okay, so here's the question. The question is, how low, this is a limbo, how low can we go to still keep the 1.5 million of federal money, then decide, once again, take another whack at it. My guess is that the NYPA, not to do this again, because I'm still pulling buckshot out of my butt from the last time we did this, but, John, you're glad you missed that conversation, but it could be that they have revised downward the potential savings, therefore need to see the chart again. And the crossovers are now no longer 20 years, but maybe 40. The 50-year crossovers might be 70, and the 150 crossovers might be 220. In other words, it looks like it got worse. And so, therefore, I think we want to take another look at it. And so, how low can we go to still keep the 1.5 million of federal money? And then let's revise. You know, times are tough. If we can do, maybe we don't do 5.9, Mr. Chairman. You know, maybe we do 4.3 plus the 1.5 million of federal money, and we get, you know, 95% of the same benefit, but we just cut out another five projects. You know,
Mr. Kaplitz, I think you're exactly right. I think the issues are, one, I think, right, obviously, it seems like NYPA lowered their energy savings.
Shot in your butt.
So
you weren't here for that discussion.
I think those 40. I think
months. That was awful.
Through another committee, maybe not this committee, but maybe this committee with budget. I think we probably do need to.
No, I will have NYPA. I will have NYPA rework
those 40. I think there were 45 projects. I think we not either we knocked a couple specifics ones out, or we just put a cap on. We said,
well, what we did was we put conceptually asked.
This is the money you're going to have.
The Public Works Commission, right? We did it. We agreed to do it by dollar amount, and then the then commissioner agreed that the four, there were four of them, would be ones that in good faith he would not do. Because remember, it was a series of what can we get for
the money. And if we thought we got this money. But the payback period, if I recall, even with all of them in there, still have 13, 14 years now at this 236. You can do the numbers that.
Yeah, it's
the payback
takes you way beyond.
20.
Yeah, it takes you way
so
beyond.
So I think we do need
what I will
to relook. Because in a worst case, I mean, we could go two ways. We could take the $1 million extra because we have to spend it somewhere. And, you know, if the administration still thinks those are good things to do for whatever reasons, throwing another million will bring down the payback period.
Right.
Or we need to knock out some more bring it back. So I think that's a
okay.
I will have NYPA go back
on the more latest estimate savings and break out each building in terms of what the payback is.
Something might have been a 13-year payback. All right, we'll buy it, and now it's moved up.
I'll have them break it out again with the revised numbers. All right, then I'll resubmit it back to the board.
Okay,
and the board can
And by the way, Mr. Chairman, the PPU was 10, based on what Chris said, so the cost is that much greater. Yeah. I'll just give you a sense of what that is. I'll lower the rate to 275, let's say, because it's only 10 years. But even at that, you're looking at payment of 682. So it's going to cost us $682,000 per year of our share. Mm-hmm. What savings do we get towards that? The closer we get to 682, the more no-brainer it becomes. But if the savings are only $200,000, it's a lot less valuable than if the savings were $400,000. Is mm-hmm. Chairman, what I'm mm-hmm. stating the obvious.
Right, and then we do that analysis again. There was some debate around the table. Some legislators were looking at, you know, the numbers, the payback. The commissioner was guiding some other legislators, well, this is operationally a good thing to do, even if there is a cost to it, because of the other costs with overtime and personnel and management that, you know, it might make sense to do, even if it has a cost to it, because there's a productivity efficiency. But I think we need to review those numbers
right.
to look at it, because it may or may not make sense.
Mr. Chairman, everything was based on an annual cost savings. We have it here. It's the bottom of page 3. Of $438,700. Mm-hmm. That was the math we were using, divided by the cost to come up with the crossover. Well, if it's half, theoretically, then everything is half,
right?
So, or doubled is the other way to put it. So that what had been an average, was it like 13 years or something?
That's what it was.
It's now like
it's going to be doubled.
26 years. Well, technology changes. There's a cost to it. Feels good. You know, it makes us feel good, and we're removing 1 or 6 or 10 right. units of carbon dioxide. But on the other hand, why don't we wait? We revisit the whole.
We're going to revisit all the sites.
Revisit and overlay the operator. It has to be a really good thing if we're going to pay for operational efficiency, because we're going to pay for it.
Something that's hard to quantify.
Yeah. Okay, so I think that's...
I understand.
Sure, go ahead.
So I understand this is for all the 50 buildings.
No, it's actually for 31. If you notice, we clarified it's 31 DPW maintained
okay.
facilities.
What I did there, it's 31 facilities, because we grouped the correctional facility as one facility instead of like the pen. And
yeah, there are multiple projects at one facility.
Right, we didn't call the corrections, you know, 8 buildings. We call it one project.
Okay. And this is just to make to upgrade the system controls.
Correct.
Not any
Correct.
Energy efficiency of the building itself.
Correct.
Other energy efficiencies presumably could be identified through the energy audits that are part of 1 okay. and 6 and 7.
So this is just
right. this is really
computer controls.
Correct. This building's on Andover. All of our White Plains complex is on Andover. Andover's, you can take it with a PC, go anywhere and adjust it. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's all a series of control points. So what we want to do is do this with the outlying district offices and other facilities, where, because most of our skilled people are here, so that we can actually look at all buildings throughout the county.
Okay. Any other questions on this? Because I think the plans, we wanted this update. We have it. I think we're going to need to digest
right. we're
this.
We're going to provide you more information.
Yeah.
All right.
On slide number 3 and all of them, just kind of mm-hmm. go through it. There is that issue of $1 million. The good news, it's available to use on one of these projects or mm-hmm. one or more of these projects.
Right. So keeping in mind, it's all subject to DOE, because we're trying to work with them
to get them
to not have an issue.
I'll take it back. Okay,
right.
Mike?
Yeah, just if you look at number 5, just as a contrast, mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, by getting $1 million leverage on that total 4.25 program. And are you leaving this, is it the same, John, the same 4.25, are you going to amend capital budget for that?
To accept the grant.
Just to accept the grant. But number 5, second page, though, it looks like it's a $6.7 million
right,
cost.
And you read, there's a footnote there. It says we received bids from the New York Power Authority has received bids last week, and it looks like the project's going to be more around the $4 million range.
Oh, so we're going to amend that down from 6.7 to 4.
Well, that was the estimate. If you look at the two capitals, there was a $2 million capital from RGPO4.
Yeah, $2,030,000 and $1,003,000.
Plus then the ARRA funding gives you about $4.3.
Right, so you can do two things through the chair, right? You're going to both accept the non-county source and amend the capital budget. Right?
Well,
we're not going to
no,
leave
no.
it at 6.7, are we?
No, but the capital budget never had 6.7.
Capital budget only had 3.3.
Oh, so you're going to raise it to
no,
4.3?
No,
keep it as it it works. If 4.3 and the bids came in at 4,
right, it works.
We could pay for it.
No, but we
as
only
is.
But the capital budget only hit 3.3, you're saying.
3.3.
Correct.
Plus,
we're going to amend it for the million.
You're
going to
amend,
million,
it,
you know, right.
amend it up, but
right.
it'll be non-county money
correct.
In amending
right.
it up.
Yes.
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 The million
so the county money will stay the same.
Correct.
Then the savings on that, so if you do that over a 10-year PPU with 275, you're looking at $376,000 payment. Okay. are the savings, it has anticipated that energy savings is 235, HVAC component is 228, lighting component is 716, and annual energy savings of 66. Do we add the 66 and the 228 to come up with the savings?
If you did both portions of the project.
Well, that's with all in the 4.2, isn't it? The whole thing.
No, the lighting is separate.
Lighting is separate.
The lighting is separate. We asked NYPA to look at the lighting separately because the county center has very antiquated lights.
But there are two. It's RGP-04 and RCC-04.
Right, that's HVAC and that's the HVAC components, the heating and the air conditioning.
So lighting is not in the
lighting is not in there, no.
That's an extra $716,000.
Correct.
Got it. So therefore, just to the 4.25, of which ours is 325 and the non-county source a million, we're saving $228,000.
Right. Correct.
So 228 divided by 376
is... close to 19 years, 20 year payback.
We could do the math, but it's much better than number four, yeah. Right? Not even close. I mean,
yes.
As a percentage.
But we're spending $4 million.
228 divided by 376 is a percent.
Still 18, 19.
You're actually saving 3.3 because a million of the federal, you're not counting. You're only counting your money. Three, your money is 3.3.
Right, so 3, okay, so right, 3.3.
I did the 3. I did
right,
the 3.3.
Right, three, okay, I was using the 4.
That's
right,
what I'm saying.
Right,
just three, RP's. Three, three. RP's
so it's a little better.
Plus 376, we're saving 228.
Right.
You know, you're looking at a much higher ratio than
yeah, look about 12 years, 13 years. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
payback.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and with plus the environmental benefits.
Correct.
The,
right, carbon dioxide,
yes.
All the other.
Yes.
Right, so again, the number three, we'll get an update as to
right, payback. And Parks Department wants us to pursue the lighting component, of which the energy savings will be 66 a year. They want to pay back over 10 years through energy
so
savings.
So they're going to do that work for us?
If we ask them to, yeah. They've just given us all the numbers now. We have to actually execute the CIC, as you know, Customer Implementation Commitment thing, to ANC.
But they're ready to do that project.
Yes.
And pay that as savings. Well,
yes.
So it's their number on the savings and all their calculations.
Yes. Yes. Okay. And they've already shown us samples. You know, County Center had some issues with lighting fixtures, but they now have the samples they want.
So now, do we get involved there, LED lighting, induction lighting, compact fluorescence lighting?
Yes. We went over that whole issue. They had all kinds of different samples. Parks didn't like some of the samples. We had them go back and get additional samples and then recalculate with the new samples.
Well, let me ask the committee. Do we feel we want to... is that level of detail we want to get
you
to?
You want to get involved in what it looks like?
Well, just the kind
what
of...
What I would say is that personal lighting. Experience is yeah. To be careful of what type of lighting you use, because some don't react well with cameras and with all the sporting events in there and the phone.
Right. Well, all the lights that were... The samples were all...
Yellow pictures.
Right, but all the samples are approved by the County Center Operations people who deal day in and day out with those issues.
Okay.
Lighting, you know, effects, cameras, basketball, you know, circus.
Joe, can I request that the documentation you can submit to the committee for staff look at it, whether we want to get into debate on that. But if
yeah.
you have, we should.
We'll give you cut sheets of the various major fixtures, right?
Think,
on the floor, on the side, stuff like that.
You know, just want to make sure you're not putting right. incandescents back in. You know, just want to make sure
the POS people are very, very critical of you know, what the lights were.
This is a technology that changes
absolutely.
Weekly or monthly.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
But I think it's fair if you could submit it to the committee, we can
get cut sheets.
You know, deal
sure.
with
not a problem.
Anybody else have any question? I do have one more question on the climate change activities. I guess that's you know the web base. I guess one. What's the current? I know the administration, the past administration was working on this, getting a database. I don't know if this is the ICLEES project that, or this is not a database.
Well, it was...
Inventory scoping plan?
Yeah, the energy, I mean, activities 1, 6, and 7 came out of recommendations originally made by the Greenhouse Gas Task Force. They were...
Look, this is Bob Funicello for the record speaking, but why don't you come up and speak into the mic. Speaking for the salt shakers, we'll get you on the record.
Yeah. Activities 1, 6, and 7 came out of recommendations made to the county by the Greenhouse Gas Task Force, Global Warming Task Force, and were those elements of that were recommendations for county action as opposed to recommendations for municipal or education or whatever. So that's where they came from. They also... have the beauty of integrating well with some of these other activities, because as I mentioned earlier,
once you put in the management system for your buildings, energy audits will help you identify further cost reductions that the management system alone won't give you. And we have reason to believe that county buildings are ripe for these kinds of savings.
So let me ask, I hope this is not a, trick question, tough question, but we have acting Commissioner Hsu, DPW, kind of, best I can tell, being you're in charge of these public works projects, right? I mean, you're one of the...
I will be the overall facilitator, whether it's mine or another department.
Okay. Mr. Funicello, your exact title of where you're working these days, can you say that for the record of where you are? Have you happened to DOT?
I've always been in the same place.
Okay.
All right, and so for the record, my involvement with this was at the request of the former county executive, and to the extent that I can be helpful in carrying this forward until it's picked up by new hands, I'm willing to do that. I had not been asked to do this by the current county executive, and all I'm doing is trying, I mean, for example, I filed a report today with DOE. They want you to file reports even before you give them the money, because there's nobody else to file the report yet. We're trying to transition to give that responsibility either to finance or possibly to DPW. I did it because the report was due. You go on, you sign in, but I also forwarded all that information together with all the other information that we had regarding these elements of this program to the current administration.
Well, I appreciate it. The reason I asked the question is we have some other people.
So the short answer to your question is I don't know.
You don't know. Well, and I guess my question back on behalf of the committee, we are concerned. I mean, I'll speak for the other. I am concerned. I assume the members of the committee are concerned going forward. Who will be? There's the DPW public works part. There's the environmentals, like greenhouse, climate change issues. And you're saying is the administration, you know, how... If you were to say today, you know, I really think this greenhouse gas emissions issue is important. We need to move forward.
If I were to say that,
would someone, anybody, listen to you?
Well, I don't think that's my place.
That's Marty, let's back
to make to answer.
Well, right, someone. I guess my question is, I would hope that somebody in the administration is going to be concerned about climate change issues, activity number one, yeah. whether you will be designated to do that or not, you say we don't
know that. Truthfully, I was never designated to do that by the prior administration. That was being handled by Karen Pasquale. So, I mean, my role here was simply as staff, helping those who were doing it, and of course I stand ready to continue to do that if called upon.
Okay.
But I wasn't really in charge of it to begin with.
Marty, let's back up a little bit, right? First of all, the administration is fully aware of this grant. I've already given it to them. I've already briefed them, mm-hmm. All right? So they're digesting it. Okay, mm-hmm. Secondly, I will oversee this thing in terms of a management perspective. Once we get the ANC resolution, I'll establish the trust account. We'll make sure we get reimbursed. But at this point, based on our conversation with DOE, we're not looking to change any of the activities, because if we do, we jeopardize the entire grant.
Right.
So what I intend to do is, you know, if they've approved seven activities, I'm going to carry on seven activities. All right, and how we move the money based on eligibility and leverage, I will do so to the benefit of the county. So we're not going back and reinventing this, because DOE will say you start from scratch, which we're not about to do.
And this is a 2 or 3 year program.
Yeah, I think we're going to stay with these.
We're going to stay with these. Maybe we water it down. I don't want to call it water down, but maybe we modify the scope to fit our budget, especially on some of the greenhouse stuff, so that we don't actually expend county funds. We just use the federal portion of the funds. All right, because I think if you look at 1, 6, and 7. It appears to me there's plenty of federal funds to do this without actually putting in a dime of county funds, even though we show leverage. But I think the leverage was the justification for the feds to give us money. I don't think they're going to pay. Who knows how much attention they're going to pay after the fact. So long as we stay with the seven activities, which we intend to pursue.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Because that's the way it was left. Okay. All right? So I don't know if the administration is going to point it. Energies are whatever, but until they do, I'm going to be your go-between.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Anybody else have any questions? Mike and then Tom.
Just a statement. If this administration could, for us, on energy-related, kind of back to the first one, but just in general, come up with a little more guidance relative to investment to benefit, I think that would be helpful. The last, it was very new. The last administration was trying to make their way through, but in a world of a little bit more, sharp pencils and really trying to make stretch every buck. I think it would be helpful if Public Works and the administration, however they're going to handle energy matters, do try to come up with some guidance and look to other jurisdictions as to what they do. And we had been working with, though we violated our own potential working regulation, which was not regulation, but a guidepost, was using a 20-year crossover for a lot of these investments. And we blew right through that, and we approved 30 and 40 and 50-year crossovers on some of these. So I appreciate the fact that there are sometimes things you just want to do because you want to do them. There are efficiencies. There's coordination. I mean, I understand all that, but we left it wide open enough so that unless it checked off on the crossover, we weren't going to do it unless there were other reasons. But we were really not given a lot of guidance, and they are the executive branch. They execute. We help set policy. It would be nice if they come back to us with some recommendations, okay?
We've looked at all the NYPA initiatives, and some we were either holding or we've canceled based on those kind of reasoning, Mike.
Right. Okay.
The fact that our crossover is 50 years.
We'll get an update.
Good. Right. So if you can come back to us with what the work product then of what you've internally decided to give us a chance to elevate it to policy and we can debate.
Correct.
That would be
correct.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. We've already submitted to the administration and waiting for their response. Okay?
Thank you. Tom?
Yes.
Tom Abbalanti has joined us.
Sorry I came in so late. We were struggling with the previous administration to get the information in a form which could be put on a website.
Okay.
Has this been put on a website yet?
Not yet. We haven't accepted the grant yet. We're in the process of accepting it through ANC. We're just preparing the acceptance resolution now.
Okay. Because we have a website. And it would be nice to be able to just take this in electronic form and plug
right.
it in.
We would probably plug it in without the actual numbers. Just plug in the grant itself. We wouldn't put in the individual components, most likely.
So that would be...
Those numbers can still change.
Because the numbers are subject to change. I don't want to put in numbers on a website where people start calling up and hold you to a number that is subject to change with DOE. I would put in the seven activities, the description of the activities.
And the grant money.
Grant monies. Yeah.
The grant funds awarded.
Right.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. Could we get this from you in electronic form?
Yes, as soon as we get the ANC acceptance resolution. All right. Well, okay. When the board accepts it, then we'll give it to you.
I don't know. I haven't looked to see what your website looks like these days. I don't know where. I think it's being reworked.
No, it's not a problem. And once the ANC accepts resolution, it becomes public record.
Right. Or even if you were to put it somewhere in electronic form so that we could just link to it.
We have electronic. We give it to you. This is not an issue, Tom.
Good.
You can
Thank
get
you.
It like that. It's not an
Good.
Issue.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else for the commission?
Yeah. Now, are you dealing only today? Is your plans to deal only with this, or are you talking
about... No, we have other things to talk about. Weatherization. I have other things to do. So this was just first part of the agenda.
Right, because I was just wanted an update on where we were with the solar panels on roofs. Is that an appropriate question, or is that...
Yes.
A while back, mm-hmm. We had some people who came to us who said they would like to work with the county to see if we can find a program to put solar panels on county roofs. And counsel to the committee, Chris Crane, went out with the previous commissioner and looked at some of the buildings at Grasslands. Now, I understand that it's expensive to do, et cetera. The proposal that I had made was, why don't we just try renting the roofs? And not get involved on just
but
pure
I can
rental.
I want
I don't want to get involved in it. I just want to know, is there any progress in this area at all?
Well, there's a grant application outstanding for that. I want to get let's hold it later.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
I raise the issue. We'll
move on to that. And I don't know. Well, maybe I'll raise it, but maybe I guess because the commissioner's here.
Exactly.
NYPA just put out a RFP for 100 megawatts of solar. And to your point, Commissioner Butler had visited the, because it seems to me the bus garage in Valhalla would be a good project. It's municipality schools are available for this 100 megawatts. You have to self-identify. You got if you're a potential facility, you've got to step forward. And I think it's February, somewhere this RFP is due back, April 9th. The RFP response is April 9th. But I think to Tom's point, I think our roof, certainly the bus garage and maybe others, but the roof for not so much vegetation, this is purely solar panels. So
we had also looked at with NYPA's renting out space in the Valhalla campus for ground-mounted solar panels.
Right.
Well, I guess the question is, you're in charge. April 9th is the deadline.
Okay.
And between now and then, to the extent the committee can be helpful to you, but it's an RFP that's out there through NYPA.
Okay.
It's on their website, and you certainly, your office can be in
Mr.
touch.
Mr. Chairman, can I suggest that perhaps we meet offline, those of us who are interested in working with you as chair on this subject?
Sure.
And Chris Crane, because he's gotten very involved in this.
Chris, that's my concern. Sure. There are RFPs. One of my questions, to the extent who's in charge upstairs, there are RFPs out there, there are applications pending, and we just don't want to miss any.
We meet with NYPA twice a month with their executive people, so it's not.
No, they may not tell you. They might tell
they
you.
They do. Okay. They tell us everything.
Well, this is due April 9th, and
it's a lifetime.
If we qualify, I mean,
it's a lifetime.
You know.
April 9th is a lifetime. It's not okay.
Okay.
You talking about butterflies' lifetimes? I mean, it's
okay. Well, Tom, thanks for raising that. But that I just
absolutely
okay.
We've been discussing a fair amount there about how you know we have the solar panels up in emergency services.
Great, so, Commissioner. We have some other things we want to get to. So thank you very much.
Good.
Appreciate you.
We'll be in touch, Chris.
Okay. Again, our goal today is to sort of get an update. That project.
Thank you.
There's one update. Next is the weatherization department program here. This was here.
We have actually.
We're here to talk about the new New York State weatherization program. But if you wanted an update on Keith, you also have folks here.
Well, why don't you both come? Because I know Schumer just got some extra money. Why does everybody come up? We'll talk federal heap, state heap,
no
county heap.
Hey John, how are you?
Good to see you. Thank you all for coming. This is Trina Lippitt. Senator Schumer announced just the other day that as part of, again, the overstimulus, he got $45 million more as I got it for New York State.
Right.
And that triggered my mind, well, out of that additional 45, if you know what's coming down to the county, then what monies you had and where we stand. So I appreciate your coming. If you identify yourselves for the record, we'll get going.
I'm Norma Drummond, Deputy Commissioner in the County Department of Planning.
Deborah DeLong, Director of Housing, County Planning Department.
Iris Jenkins, Deputy Commissioner, DSS.
Catherine Walushka, Associate Commissioner, DSS.
Thank you. So I think we'll do, again, the weatherization program, if you can address both. So I know every year we have an existing, ongoing weatherization that DSS implements.
Spread out.
It just kind of tells how it's February 1st. How much money have you have to work with now? How is it going? And then do you need the extra money? How much are you getting? So
for weatherization.
For weatherization.
Actually, you know about weatherization,
yes.
Right?
So okay. Yeah, they're talking about the weatherization.
The planning department.
Well, but they're also talking about heat. So
I apologize. No,
yeah, heat is different.
So I'm sorry. Let's stick with heat. The money came in for heat. Let's do heat first. Heat first.
Okay, you know that HEAP is the Home Energy Allowance program. We start that program off with, we're allocated about, I think it was about $480,000 to start off.
All federal money?
It's all federal money, and it's adjusted during just about every other month. It costs us nothing, except I think the admin money is about 10%. But we just got an additional allocation for that, for the admin money. We have served about 23,000 people across the county so far. And as I said, we're made whole, so it really doesn't cost us anything. And we spent
HEAP,
Home Energy Assistance Program.
It's on this sheet in here.
So through the DSS office, these are people who are, do they have to be eligible for some other program? Is that how they come into this, either on Medicaid or?
Now, they can be. They can be. I think the food stamp people are automatically eligible.
Food stamps automatically.
Temporary assistance and food stamps automatically eligible.
So TANF and food stamps. So when they come in, so they are advised of the opportunity to take advantage of this program?
They receive an automatic grant. If they apply after the automatic grant has been authorized, then they are advised of the opportunity to apply for this.
But the automatic grant, and they get that without applying?
That's correct.
So they're given a certain amount of money, and then if they want more money on top of that?
There's an automatic grant that goes out to all temporary assistance and food stamp recipients. If they find that they're eligible for more, they can apply for a supplement. That's correct.
Okay.
And if they become eligible for food stamps or temporary assistance after we have made the automatic authorization, then they're advised of their right to apply.
And what is there a set amount of that automatic grant? Does it vary?
It varies. It can be $40 or $50, or it can be as much as $700.
Wow, that's a big range.
Electric heat just went up just this month from 200 to 400. So that is going up. Now, we're not sure about the $45 million. We're not sure what portion of that is coming down to Westchester, because I knew you were very concerned about that.
Hey, the thing is, we're always made whole. The HEAP program stays open as long as funds are available. So when the state sees that they're running out of funds, they will close down the HEAP program. If someone has applied before the close of the HEAP season, they're eligible to receive the grant that they applied for, they would get it. And the state would have to make us whole.
I see. So Schumer got this extra money just as almost like a safety net to make sure that the state has money in the bank. If it's a cold winter or people need more money, it's... But from your perspective, it's as long as people are applying, you're not running short at this point.
We wouldn't run short because we're always made whole. What happened last year is the state extended the emergency grant. It made it available to households at 75% of the state median income. So, and they allowed people to have two emergency grants for each category. So there was more funding available for that. Then right now they haven't extended that.
So everybody on TANF and food stamps should be aware of the program because they're actually getting a check, right? They're getting some.
Well, they're getting a cash benefit, or if they have a vendor of record, the payment is going directly to the vendor.
So they're made aware now. Now the other, there's 100,000 people on Medicaid.
The Medicaid people are not automatically eligible.
So question back up.
Yeah, okay.
So how many people? We only have 23,000 on TANF and food stamps in the county?
No, they've helped that many.
But they're all, but no, but they automatically get
it. Not all tenants are responsible for their heating costs.
Right.
Sometimes your rent includes all utilities,
right.
And so then you don't have heating costs directly.
Oh, okay.
So it's only where there's a separated heating
where
cost.
The tenant is responsible
so
for it.
But still, do we have any idea how many TANF there are in the county and how many food stamps are in
the county? The public assistance, we have 6,800
yeah.
public assistance. That takes in singles, too, though.
Mm-hmm. That's 6,800 people.
6,800 cases. No, that's
households.
Not individuals. Households.
That's 6,800
households. Households.
So 6,800 households.
And food stamps.
And food stamps, we have 27,000 now.
27,000.
And that,
okay,
that,
so what happened to the others? The others now, we're assuming the others have unified rental and heating costs?
Well, some of those public assistance cases are going to be folks living in shelters.
That's true.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Small amount.
I'm just trying to make sure that we got everybody who's entitled to this.
Well,
is there any way to cross-check and make sure?
They could be living in housing authority buildings. They could.
People live with other people. They live with their mother, but they're an adult. The same thing with food stamps. You can be a food stamp, separate food stamp household, but that, you know, the house doesn't belong to you, or you're not paying those expenses.
Okay.
So
it triggers automatic eligibility, not an automatic grant.
That's
right.
Correct.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. And,
and up to now, we've authorized by application grants to 1,942 households.
Okay, so this is people coming beyond the automatic,
exactly.
Looking for supplemental. But as part of, I guess, Mr. Abbott's question, my question going to, we have the ability through our e-blast methods of communicating. I'm wondering if it's helpful or whether I need to reach out to my constituents at Portchester and say, hey, this program is available, go apply for it. Or, to some extent, people who are in need are already aware of it. That's why I'm just trying to, you know.
No, I wouldn't say to everybody that is not aware of it. I mean, it's been on television, it's been on the radio. We put out a press release.
But do you think there are people out there who are eligible for the supplemental? It sounds like you're reaching the people who are automatically eligible.
Right.
Because once they come into one of those two programs, you have some way of reaching them, correct?
But they're making Medicaid, Tom.
Now, the next question is, what about those who are eligible for supplemental who are not automatic? Do we have a way to reach out to them right away?
Well, we kind of advertise in our district offices. When they come into the district office, they get flyers. They get notices if they want, you know, how to do it. People call through 211. You know, that's the way we're reaching people.
And sometimes the people who need it the most are the ones who are least likely to pick it up on their own.
That's correct.
I mean, would it be helpful if you were to do some kind of a very brief explanation of this, and then we can send it out. I mean, I don't know how many people in my district would be eligible for it, but they may have relatives who would be eligible for it.
That's true.
Sometimes even
we're not giving away county tax dollars. These are federal tax dollars.
So we can
try to reach out and get help. It's really not costing us anything.
Well, even beyond that, though, the program's there. People who need it and are eligible for it should be able to come and get it. And so if there's a way,
we go out into the community, senior centers, whatever, when they request for us to come out there and explain it to them. But, I mean, you're right. We could reach a larger audience.
Well, Mr. Chairman, maybe your suggestion, I'm just following up on your suggestion, maybe we can follow up with them and get some kind of a very brief explanation and a brief, you probably have this in a brochure somewhere.
Yeah,
we
have a brochure.
Yeah, maybe we can get this in electronic form so that we can...
maybe we could have, not that Chris has nothing to do, but we can take this brochure and, at some point... There must be a link to it, but...
Okay.
Just someone we can send something out. Okay, thank you. This is a... Mike, any questions?
Well, this is very complicated. We need something much simpler than this.
Okay, and again, because the consumer's getting some more money, so this is a chance to let's try to take advantage of the program. All right, there's no other questions on HEAP. We'll switch to weatherization.
Okay.
To the planning department. You handle weatherization.
Weatherization, yes. Okay. Weatherization is a program that has been around for a long time. Again, as part of HEAP, there is a weatherization component, which involves audits, energy audits, in terms of individual homes and how their energy is consumed. And usually the resource in Westchester has been WestCop, but because of the ARRA money that came through last year, there was a whole heck of a lot of money available, and it was just well beyond the capacity of WestCop to be able to administer. Our understanding is that WestCop got somewhere in the range of about $5.6 to $5.8 million of money to be able to get out the door and do these energy audits and energy repairs. But then the state also did a competitive round for grants to be able to award additional funds to identify temporary additional local administrators of these weatherization assistance funds. We put the word out amongst the housing authorities, amongst the multifamily buildings that we've assisted with other funds to be able to get some sense of what the interest was. The interest was overwhelming. And in one email, getting back a response within 2 days, we had $8 million worth of requests, and I forget how many
thousands of units. I mean, the targeted NOFA that the state sent out was very, very narrow. It was for multifamily buildings that were already providing housing to lower income households. So they were looking for public housing, they were looking for senior buildings, special needs housing, that kind of thing. So the program, the way it was designed, it was really to target certain kinds of properties and not really to be a constituent level kind of activity. So that's kind of like a special niche that this application an award is fulfilling, that we actually have.
So it's for multifamily then, not for single
Correct.
Family.
It's multifamily, and we've already done our outreach to the, we have $8 million worth of properties interested.
Our sense before the application first came out was that Westchester was going to be eligible somewhere for about $1.5 million.
So we got 5.6?
Five million.
Yeah, and you did a proposal something out there, and you got $8 million worth of
interest
coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, where is that then?
So there's competition for the money.
There is.
So are you reviewing these applications?
There was like an informal interest where they told us the number of units, sort of what their needs were, that kind of thing. The program has some very specific requirements that we have to complete in order to even start the energy audit processes. So what we're looking to do is to get the application out to all the interested parties to start with, and have them respond back. We want to do some prioritization of older buildings that don't have the same access to capital, maybe some other properties do, and those that seem to be in most need of, most need of repairs and that kind of thing.
And those with the matches ready to go.
Yes, and most of them came back and agreed with the
25%. But on that point, did you get, something like the Porches, the Housing Authority respond, or these vendors that will manage the program? You, you,
individual buildings come back to
both. Both. We got individual buildings, Portchester Housing Authority being one of them. Mm-hmm. We got individual interest by housing authorities and building owners and, you know, our nonprofit organizations like Grayston that own, own buildings. But then at the same time, we also had to get certain consultants on board to be able to help us to get this done.
I thought you were looking for, like, for organizations to then be the ones
to run
the program. Right?
Yeah.
You're not going to run this out of your office, are you?
The state does not want to see this as a pass-through. They want definitely for us to administer the program.
I see.
Right. So we already did an RFP for the energy auditing firm, which will also provide some technical services to us to operate the program.
So you're going to go to one or two auditing firms that will do all the work?
They'll conduct the audits and identify the work that needs to get done.
But we'll bid the work
right.
and inspect the construction.
And I mean, there aren't that many firms out there, but you expect, instead of having like 10, there's only five. Okay, I didn't think there were that many. These are the BPI eligible, NYSERDA eligible, all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
So you're bidding among the five?
They already completed the RFP. In order for us to apply, we really wanted to make sure we had the capacity to do this.
Right.
So we sent an RFP out in August, and they responded with five different
companies.
Yeah. And the best firm was actually the lowest bidder, so we were just delighted.
Really?
Yeah.
And this is just the audit part, right?
Just the audit part.
Right. What about the rest of it? What happens
Then? Once the audit firm comes out, and they will come back with a scope of work that we'll sit down with the building owner to review. And again, there's only certain things that the program can pay for. Any improvements which will be able to pay for itself within the useful life of that improvement. So it's kind of a one-for-one sort of analysis. So there might be other things that the building owner wants to do that we can't pay for, and that could be part of their match. And it's just they have to come up 25%. They can certainly pay more. Once the scope of work is established, everybody's agreed to it, we will actually have contractors lined up to do the work. And again, we have the staff capacity to actually inspect the work and conclude it. If there's any specialty in terms of the energy type work that's been completed that we don't have the staff capacity to, you know, sign off on, we'll have the energy auditing firm come back and either give us training on that aspect or sign off for us. But usually, like the blower door tests, the installer will give us the data we need to give back to the state.
I'll make sure I understand this. So if the audit comes back and X, Y, and Z can be done with a 7-year payback, then the rest of some of the grant money can then pay. So is this going to be 100%, potentially 100%?
75%.
Well, there's a limit on that. There's $6,500 available per unit.
Okay, there's a
dollar
limit. Right. And a percentage also
per unit.
Is that the
per unit available, right?
So it's 75% up to $6,500 per unit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's okay. So
that's
75%. 75%.
A lot of money.
But in practice, it's usually somewhat less than that. Again, it has to do with the SIR, the ratio 1-to-1, sometimes comes out less. And then they also have some funny ways of looking at labor. So we just, I want to say up to $6,500. In practice, I don't think it's always it's not going to hit that 6,500 number.
But at the end of the day, here's the problem, especially in a multifamily, an owner of a multifamily building, in which in most cases tenants are paying their heating, air conditioning, or at least mm-hmm. Electricity,
right.
And maybe the heat. The owner of the building might say, well, even for 25% share, I'm not going to see the savings. The tenant would see the savings.
But again,
so why should I, as the landlord?
But most of the interest is really, again, from housing authorities, not
okay,
from
right, okay. So the
rights.
People who are people who will see the savings, and that's part of your
right.
Yes.
Right, because right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
An example of one up in Bedford. There's a Mitchell-Lama, senior Mitchell-Lama Fellowship Hall that during a previous, we've been working with them for a couple of years now, trying to do rehab building by building by building. And they had Carnell came in and did a whole audit for them of their capital needs for the next 5 years. And one of the things that was identified for them was their crawl spaces have no floors.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are the amount of energy that they're losing through their basements, you know, so it's not just the roof and the windows and the boilers that they've had to replace, but now it's also, you know, we'll have the opportunity now to step in and do all these basements. Right.
So the owner's going to show it, I could get a 75% up to 75% grant up to $6,500.
So the payback to them on their 25% could be, you know, 6 months or 9 months,
right,
or whatever.
It depends to some extent on the style of the building. You know, the one and two story buildings are going to be a different payback than, you know, a 6 or 7 story building.
Right.
Portchester Housing Authority is going to see very different than Fellowship Hall.
What's the income limits on this?
60%
of
the state
median
income, which is sort of equal to the county, well, 40% of the county's median income. So it's pretty low. So again, the targeted groups that we're looking at, you know, will qualify.
Housing Authority.
Right.
Housing Authority senior buildings.
So you anticipate the whole $8 million will be spent?
And again, because we don't anticipate that we'll be using 6,500 exactly on each unit, we probably will get to many more of the units that originally applied. And the original interest didn't get us all the documents on each of these projects as well. So as the different agencies get us their information, then we'll see how many we can
I think this is sounds great. And if I can suggest thinking ahead, you know, a year from now, or a year and a half from now, whatever, you go through this program and the audits are done, the work is done, hopefully you'll have a way of publicizing and getting all the data. Because I think if we could say, you know, 2-3 years from now, Westchester County through this program, weatherized 400 units, 900 units, whatever number comes out, and the average payback was, you know, based on these numbers, 6 months, 9 months, a year and a half, to try to get more people to do it. I mean, outside the stimulus money, it worked. Presumably, this is one that works. The payback, even a year and a half payback, 2 year
right.
payback, makes sense to the home, you know, to the homeowners, because when you get to single family home. Anyway, it sounds like a good deal.
Yeah,
sounds like a good program. Chris, you have a question?
Just when you get a moment, is this different than the RAP program?
RAP. The RAP. The Weatherization Related Assistance, the WRAPP, is the what program that actually comes to us from the Department of Senior Services. That funding is really meant to single family
seniors,
homeowners.
Right. It's the same.
So it is a
same federal program that goes to the state,
right,
and then goes to the
same
state
idea.
Office of senior housing. But it's meant to
different populations.
Senior. Yeah, so it's
so
just a different.
This is not limited to seniors.
Right.
Can I just make a suggestion? I would work to my committee members. We've now heard from Department of Public Works, who's working on some stuff. Bob Funicello, who's floating around there, something working on all this. DSS, and that's, you know, I understand that's working through the system. You're working on weatherization, the RAP. In this era of consolidation, coordination, assuming, you know, you have line response, and they make sense, I guess it makes sense for planning to do weatherization, DSS to do heat, although maybe DSS could weatherization, But again, if there was someone, you know, someone on top somewhere.
Energy Star?
Kind of. Because it seems we have several, you know, several departments, you know, doing
piece.
Our
pieces.
And right. You've been doing it for a while, but, you know, I don't, you know, at somewhere
well,
it makes sense without necessarily moving weatherization to heap or heap over, you know, the planning. I mean, but who's looking, again, the whole ball of wax.
You guys, you know, use the same consultants? Do you use the same...
Right, you reach out.
This is a very different kind of program. This is just helping somebody pay their
energy. They're just handing out money.
Pay your oil.
Keep in mind that the planning department already administers a whole host of rehabilitation programs.
Right.
That's why it made sense for us to go out and pursue the program. We have lead-based paint money. We have our CDBG rehab programs. We have the RAP, the other senior programs, and Restore that we've gotten over the years. So we have a whole host of other
So maybe the energy person maybe should be more, you know, reach out to Public Works to do the work or get the information, but we're just trying to figure out here, I think, who do we look to with the administration? I mean, one phone call, find out who's got energy stuff going on their plate.
I think
the difference is government buildings versus residential buildings.
Right, yeah, we're residential,
okay.
Where their work is different.
Yeah, but see, the problem from our point of view is if we want to know what's going on in the energy field in Westchester County,
mm-hmm.
we've got to have all these different departments in. And we don't know if you guys are talking to each other at all and whether there is a need to talk to each other.
Well, you hire a contractor with DPW who's doing like through the
right.
or something.
No, ours is totally, engineers are geared for residential, which is a different animal than commercial. And that's,
right.
DPW is all, you know, would be more of a commercial operation, office building structures. And
you're doing different things. There may not be a need to coordinate or consolidate.
No.
It's an issue out there.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to figure out, if it doesn't add value, it doesn't make sense to...
Yes, you're doing different things, but there's also a learned expertise from doing it. And that expertise is not being shared among departments because...
Well, we don't know that.
Well, it doesn't sound like it is at this point. And because there's nobody bringing them together, unless you guys sit around and have lunch and talk about weatherization and... and what are we doing over the... it's not like...
I think in our case, it's a shared expertise for the fact that we run other rehab programs.
Right.
That's also... residential rehab programs.
Within planning.
Is something that we've been doing for 30 years now, so
okay.
That's
a good update on the weatherization. That's very interesting. So that's in progress now. When do you expect to be making decisions on picking the...
the other day.
Well, we got the drafts of the grant agreements. New York State, and they're working through grant agreements, is an onerous process.
Yes. So we can actually come back like in 6 months, and we'll see where you are in 6 months. Is there any progress?
Our hope.
So I didn't say 3 months. I gave you 6 months.
Yeah, unfortunately, the state and the grant agreements.
This is the federal money going through the state.
This is the federal money, right? This is all federal. This is right. This
federal money going through the state.
Yeah, this is
right. Both the weatherization and the heat. Yeah. This is all federal money. There's no money coming in. Okay. Interesting.
I provided this brochure, which is very helpful.
Yeah.
Explains the program, so for legislators.
Okay. Well, any other questions? Is this related to...
this is just background. I think Commissioner Sue referred to this.
One question.
Oh, sure. We had, and this came up, I apologize, we had our own county heat years ago. Did people participate in that?
Not as much as we expected. The money wasn't fully, that was allocated wasn't fully used, and we found that many people who applied for CHIEF were actually eligible for HEAP, and we authorized them, obviously, using the federal funds rather than the local funds.
So we did that 1 year and never did that again?
That's correct.
And I think that's when we did our advertising, which we didn't do this year.
Yeah, we did cheap advertising.
Why should we call it cheap rather than weak?
County.
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 A weak.
Cheap doesn't.
I know.
There you go.
Local energy is local.
The thing is, Con Ed always advertises.
Norm, if I can ask you one question. Yes. Out of the EECBG grants that Commissioner Hsu was talking about, activity number 2 is the residential energy audit incentive program.
Yeah.
Now, I know this is I assume that's residential single family, maybe not different than your weatherization, but who's running that? Would that be something you guys would be in charge of?
We just found out about it last week.
Okay.
Creep.
Well, we're glad we can help bring you all together. See, that's
our sense is that John Hsu's response to us when we were inquiring about this was that they were going to be running this. I don't think they've put it all together yet. So
which one are you talking
about? So number 2.
John knows that we are anxiously waiting to hear about it.
So we may want to keep an eye on this. This is what's on when this one airs.
This is the one area where
maybe planning should be doing this.
Going to be working with you.
Oh, okay.
I wrote a check. Yeah. He said we will be working with planning.
John knows we've reached out to him already.
Okay. And let me just add, and I mean Mike's probably familiar with this. I met a couple weeks ago with a gentleman from Somers, I guess it was. Herb Oringo.
Oringo.
But Bedford and these other municipalities in northern Westchester have organized and are working on. So I mean, it boils down to, I guess, greenhouse emissions footprints law, but it ties into basic energy efficiencies in the 14 municipalities, looking at audits and doing that. Now, it's not the whole county; it's this 14 municipality group, but they're working on this. And I'm just wondering, any point of kind of working with that organization on all this? Do you want to comment on that?
Well, the comment is we didn't act. There was a vacuum. We proposed an energy czar. You try to take a leadership role, and the previous administration refused to do it. And in regard to that, like water, they found another level, and this group got together, to their credit. They're creating another regional way of doing it. I've gone to some of their meetings.
This is the Northern West.
I was just wondering if there's a way through this program, they kind of have it organized, working on it, kind of getting some things together, whether we can plug some of this money that's into their...
Chairman, Christian, Mr. Crane can give it. We went to a conference together.
Right, you had spoken
at
this conference at Abigail Kirsch. They brought together, I think there was a Bedford representative, I believe the county executive spoke as well, on this $200,000 program, the micro audits, I guess, they talked about.
I mean, there's so several steps ahead of us. I was wondering if we can kind of plug some of this money into that, into their group.
Well, to that number, I had already, for example, in, probably all the other old towns, I went to Yorktown, brought in that nice lady from NYSERDA, who was actually a consultant to try to market that program, mentioned to Yorktown through the tape to everybody that, you know, the county was looking for, and since we have been, we have received $200,000, there would be some coordination, and that would go towards maybe taking the $400 energy audit cost down to $200, or create, you know, some program, that some leverage so that homeowners would then be more incentive to go out and do that kind of stuff. So, yeah, they'd be interested in maybe bringing Herb in and giving them the news. But what's the administration's position
on that? Maybe, well, once you get him, it comes back to the E-Blast. I mean, maybe, you know, if once figure out what the, you get the 200, well, we have the 200,000, that's going to be gotten. And maybe, again, come back to something we can reach out to all of our constituents.
Divide by 17.
Say, divide by 17.
$11,000 and say, you know, the first $11,000 in District 4 or whatever. Call
5,000 audits.
Yeah, 55.
So again, I guess Norm, the answer is we're ready to participate. Once you and John Hsu and the administration kind of figures out when you get the money, will it go through the same, I guess, or can people get this money and then do their own audit, or do they have to go through?
The contract that John's getting is just for audits. It's not to actually get the work done.
Right.
And I'm not sure that it's subject to income limits. Ours
is all
subject to
income limits. Right, someone can find their own eligible contractor to do the auditor.
But at least somebody's identified for you what improvements would make your home more energy efficient.
Again, that's something to follow up on. You know, when you get the program further.
Well, also, what you're doing now, both of you, should really, you're using federal monies. Is that stimulus monies?
Yes.
Okay, yours is not, but yours is.
Correct.
In our endeavor to try to put all of the stimulus money somewhere. See, my understanding way back when was that there's supposed to be transparency. Mm-hmm. And for the administration, today transparency means putting it on the website. So we took it upon ourselves to try to get a website up. But we were never able to get the final numbers from the administration, and there wasn't anybody who could bring them all together. So it sounds like we've identified one program here and finally have it in a form that could be used. If we could get from you something like this, which is suitable to put on the website.
It's on the same sheet. It's the same program.
No,
ours is not on there.
No.
Because ours was on a different page.
Oh, the $5 million program.
Exactly. So that's a second program that of monies coming from the federal stimulus.
Tom, there's actually a third, because we actually also got CDBGR.
Okay.
And some of the CDBGR money is being used, like the Carver Center, replacing windows. Mm-hmm. So it's being used through some of, and Austin Children's Center, it's being used through some of our nonprofits to do energy efficiency improvements at their community development locations, community facilities.
Well,
rather than
put that in some kind of a form that's postable?
Yeah.
And any information on as to how much the grant was,
sure,
how much we've already drawn down, how much we're looking to spend. I mean, nothing really fancy, but something simple like this. So someone who wants to come and see, well, what have you gotten from the stimulus?
Okay.
And then secondly, this also tells people, I suppose, what's going on. If they're interested in the program, they can contact us or you and get involved.
Well, it goes to
whole. I believe that there's all kind. I mean, we heard down in Washington, when we were down there, Marty, right?
I don't know.
About all of the follow-up there was going to be, the audits there was going to be, and one of the big things was transparency. So if we don't get this stuff, you know, up there somewhere, we're probably violating some regulation somewhere that we're not, you know, we're not transparent enough. But I don't know if they've even written those regulations yet. But
I think from what we're hearing, their greatest focus right now is on all of those agencies who aren't filing any reports at all. All right? They're trying to get to all of those agencies that were required to file reports in October and in January.
Well, do we know if we file those reports?
We know we have filed ours.
You filed
absolutely
yours. We didn't ask Public Works for
it. Yeah, we have two stimulus programs that we're required to fund the reports for.
Yeah, no, they filed some reports. Even they haven't gotten the money. It hasn't even been approved yet. And they said they did file some reports because their filing requirements are very...
Right.
Federal government requires
again,
filing before
now,
you get it.
That's
now,
right.
Again,
one of our programs, Tom, we have to file four different reports for one program.
So, Norm, is it fair to say then, as far as the
Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant. Well, it's not that, that you, someone's in charge of that. There's a proposal due February 17th. $10 million, $24 million for competitive solicitation, small municipalities. Now, maybe we don't, as a county, maybe we don't qualify. This is from NYSERDA.
What page are you on here?
Well, I'm looking through that. I had asked Chris to do some homework as staff and say what's out there, what's available. And again, who's out checking all the solicitations? And now, we may not qualify for the small municipalities, but it seems like every other day NYSERDA or DOE is coming out with another RFP. And a question to the administration, Katie, sitting over there. just generally, who's right? Who, you know, whether we look normal, whether we look to you, or we look to John Chu, or we look to who's just reading the federal business register every day, or, and the NYSERDA register to see all the pronouncements for RFPs.
We are not normally worth looking through at NYSERDA, although we have dealt with them previously, and we are working with them and Con Edison right now on an initiative specifically for the Housing Authority buildings. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we really are not normally checking their information.
Well, who does this apply to? I mean, I don't...
Well, small municipal governments, this may apply to Harrison. So I'm saying that, again, in the role of the county having some resources, it would be, hell, I guess, in a perfect world, if Harrison may not be looking at this, but if we were looking at this, we could then turn around, and if this is not something that we would be applying for, I could go back to my municipality, Judy could go back to the Village of Larchmont, for example, and say, you know what, there's a proposal out there, it's due February 17th, you can get some money. So 40 villages, I mean, don't have to be all reading the Federal Register or the State Register. I don't know, whatever, just open, you know, just kind of...
But well, there is a large application.
If you go to the next page, Marty, there's more information about who's
it says who's eligible.
Yeah.
Who's
200,000, counties of 200,000 and more. Are large.
Right,
there's some large. There's some applications available. Some money's available for large counties also.
It doesn't say what the work is, and again, if it's not residential, we probably wouldn't be the best agency to.
Well, we need to. Well, maybe to the committee. There's maybe something the committee that maybe we need to try to work on and try to figure out. In an effort, might, you know, like consolidation and share cost sharing. If there's some work in this area, just say to the municipality, say everyone's on your own, or is there some role? For us, I mean, I'm not looking to do extra work.
That's what I'm saying. I can't figure out what this money's for.
$24 million. Well, it says energy efficiency.
Yeah, but for them to do the improvements on their own facilities, the municipalities, or for them to turn around and hand it out to their residents.
Well, it says those that did not receive a direct EECBG allocation from DOE. So that's one, the group. So it's like whatever the other group was doing, this group didn't get.
Yeah.
They didn't get it out of that group, so it's like...
Apparently, this is the big one, yeah.
Yeah, so those who did not get it under that program could apply, again, to do energy audits of their own buildings. And I don't know, there's a lot of stuff out there, and the county, at a minimum, should look at everything for the county. And while we're looking for the county, if we discover things for our towns and villages...
Do you understand this?
We need to figure out how we do that. Anyway, I just leave that to the committee.
Do you have an answer to this question?
Well, I think there are a lot. There are quite a few programs. Some of them, I think, might only be for municipally owned structures rather than private. There was a competitive solicitation for the federal block grants, which I think that's due. It may already have been due.
You know,
it's called the retrofit.
You know, we can check with that. You know, it's possible.
But that was for private. That was encouraging like large scale energy efficiency for private. Homeowners.
Listen, it's possible that NYSERDA is contacting every municipality itself. Maybe it's part of their outreach.
Yeah, maybe you should get NYSERDA.
Maybe NYSERDA notifies everyone, hey, we have a program. You know, so, you know, there may be ways it's happening. Anyway, any other questions for our guests? And we appreciate your coming.
This is a good thing.
Tom,
you guys put out is good.
Any other questions?
This has the amounts
of if there are no other questions for our guests. Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate your participation.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Tom, the spreadsheet that you were referring to, is that available electronically? So that we can just add to it?
We just got it.
Creating our own?
Yeah, we
but
just got it.
From where? From DPW?
Yeah, DPW.
Okay, so then we'll ask John if he can forward it to us, and we'll just
and
work
then
off the
he just spreadsheet. He just gave us the sheet when he came in today.
For us to add our two projects onto it would make more sense.
Right, just put a double line across the bottom to make sure it's distinguished, but
that's fine.
Right. Okay.
We don't have the person who was doing it, but was heading it up for us before, but we can get somebody to do it. This was Louise. I don't
know. All right, thank you. We're going to just approve some minutes. Thank you very much.
Find somebody.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Before we adjourn,
thank you.
First thing, let's say we have a set of minutes from January 19th. It was our organizational meeting.
So
moved.
Second.
Moved and second. All in favor? Aye. So minutes of the 19th are approved. Anything else the members? Coming back, well, okay, we talk about the roof, the NIPA, 100% NIPA, that's one RFP that's out there now.
Do we need to restrict ourselves to NIPA?
Well, this is their RFP.
Right? If we're using NIPA.
Yeah, but this is NIPA's RFP, so this specific one is
responding. Right, but the concept of why can't we just go out on our, I didn't want to get into that whole thing with John Shue at the time, but why can't we just do our own thing? You know, just say, hey, look, we've got a whole bunch of roofs, contract with some private company, some private entity, that wants to let them handle the whole thing and rent them the roofs.
Tom, can I make a suggestion that I had...
isn't that what we were talking about doing?
Yeah, right. Tom, let's just say, I had the couple of fellows from J.P. Morgan Chase came to see me last week. They were like, keep me up to date on what they're doing at the airport. They're about to take over the building in a couple of months.
Were they showing you those rug samples?
They showed me all the samples. And they're only buying within 500 miles. But on the roof, specifically, they're doing... not only photovoltaics, but the vegetable gardens. And it's now at the point where you just bring up baskets and plop them down. My point is, I mean, it's going to be another year, okay, and this stuff changed, but they're going to have, a year from now, by September, they hope to do it all in September, with windows up there, I mean, a pretty nifty looking roof. So roof specifically, Tom, between photovoltaics and the vegetable garden, the roof, like I suggested they grow tomatoes, but just garden, or vegetable garden, just a garden.
Not a lot of the vines.
Yeah, right.
Planes flying ahead.
Right. It's going to be pretty neat. And so I'm saying that whole, but you're right, roofs and gardens and all that stuff by September, and they're going to have a little observation deck up there. They said they'll have the kids come up and all that kind of. So it should be, if they do it.
But that's more of a showpiece.
Demonstration.
Well, Tom, they're doing, that photovoltaic, they're looking to get, you know, super platinum gold lead, whatever the hell it is, and every little thing counts.
Well, so that's fine, but I'm suggesting we have huge numbers of buildings that are either ours or somehow connected
to us.
Well,
that's RFP for solar. That's how this is.
But why do we have to use them? Why can't we just do it ourselves?
Because they're off to pay for it.
Because we've never had a person that we have confidence in that spends day in and day out scouring the market, taking our asset and matching it up to opportunity.
Right.
That's the answer. You're too busy, and I'm too busy, and Marty's.
We got all these roofs at the grasslands. You got all the roofs at the. You got all the roofs at the airport.
There's a lot of proposals out there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
we should be building one or two windmills upstate, and then trying to sell that energy in competition to our municipal work with our municipal partners. It's a lot cheaper if you advertise a level cost than if you get into wind programs, which require cost to go up, then even staying in NIPA, which went up, you know, X percent in the past and will continue to go up X percent, hopefully at a lesser. So there are lots of ideas. We're not devoid of idea. We just don't have, in a part-time legislature and a reluctant executive, the firepower to pull it off.
Maybe with the new executive who's interested in saving and making money, they would take a look at...
Katie ran out already. Maybe she went upstairs.
Tom, we can look at
CalPRUSA. Ran right to Robinson. Let's do it.
Tom, you can look at CalPRUSA, which is on the books. It has a lot of authority, a lot of things. So there may be one vehicle there. But you're right. When we go to NACO in early March, we will see, I guarantee you, from counties all over the country, all kinds of nifty things and great things they're doing, and there's a whole. The first meeting I've got a two-hour meeting with green communities that Saturday morning, all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to sit there and say, well, we're not doing any of that. Just, you know.
Right.
The rest of the country is doing it. The rest of the counties are all out there doing things, and we'll bring all that stuff back.
And we're not encouraging. You know, it's just an aside, but I keep getting a call from Spark Energy to take my own personal house, you know, and buy energy from rather than Con Edison. So you ask the guy, well, why should I go with Spark Energy? And then they launch into this whole spiel about, well, now you can buy from a wholesaler or a retailer rather than from kind. I said, yeah, that's nice. I said, but how much of your energy comes from renewables. There's silence. He has no idea what I'm talking about. Okay? He said, well, where do I... Do you have a website? So I went to their website. He must be reading his spiel from the website because it says nothing about renewables. It doesn't tell me whether it's nuclear power. It doesn't tell me where it's
What's his
from.
Selling point? Merely that it's less expensive?
Well, so it's now less expensive.
The only selling point is less expensive, so they can't buy any.
When he does it for you, you talk pennies.
Exactly.
There's still no money involved.
Exactly.
Because there's real no true competition.
Right.
With the state one.
So the next time he calls, I'm going to tell him I don't want it. But raising a point here, and that is there some way we, as a county, can help help people understand this, one from the county point of view, but one from the consumer point of view, of maybe making some sense out of this and helping, it's not my field. It just seems to me, as a consumer, I want to know more about who these companies are, and is there some way we can identify some companies? And you were talking yourself about our buying energy from some of these places.
I get Marriott points with other companies, and that was a good enough reason for me to switch. So I have some ESCO, and I get Marriott points on my energy bills. So I think that was good.
Marriott.
So that was good.
Dollar?
That was good enough for me, right? You're paying it. But I met
really.
Yeah. I won't give the name. But I met John Oates, the fellow from Con Ed, came up to me last week at some meeting. He's now down in the city, but he'd be happy to talk to us. And we talked a little bit about... it's Oates. They're in the distribution business. They'd be very happy, frankly, if everyone bought their power from someplace else. That's why every once in a while you see ads on TV. Con Ed is behind the ads of... Go buy power from somewhere else.
But they're not providing the consumer with the information.
Well, but to my point,
how
there's really no
the difference
well,
between
but
the
you know, it's pe- the, it's really the reason people stay with Con Ed because you can't one it's easy but you really can't save any money. I mean, at the end of the day it's
plus you could lose money in the end as their contracts go skyrocket.
Potential so people are afraid they're not going to change. They know Con Ed unless there's
as a consumer I might be willing to take the chance if I had a company that was all renewables.
Power My
because
Way
because now my daily
Tom, you get postcards. I think it's Power My Way every once in a while.
Yeah.
That's kind of they. You do from time to time, and other ESCOs will advertise. I mean,
but
yeah,
Con Ed too will let you. You can check a thing that says make. I want X percent.
And they're still doing like 90%
power.
Yeah, and they're still doing like 90%.
I don't know whether I'm getting it. I check.
Anyway, we can at a future meeting, Tom. We can have Con Ed come in with some ESCOs and go through the whole thing.
Why don't we do that?
Go through the whole thing and find out what's the best. They advertise they're 10% cheaper. I don't think they really are. At the end of the day, but there's some false advertising, I think.
Well, this sounds like something the Public Service Commission should be doing, but...
But we could certainly pursue that. The kind of guy would like to come in and somebody, you know, they always like to come and talk, but we'll...
We can talk about trees.
We'll fit that in. Okay, there's...
thank you very
much. There's no other business at the bank. We have a motion to adjourn? We did, no, it's a motion to adjourn.
Second.
By Judy, second of the time, all in favor, aye.
Can I just ask you a quick question?
Yeah, Mike, I do get Marriott points.